Welcome to the Premarital Bliss Podcast with your host, licensed professional counselor, Maya Dixon. This is the podcast that will educate and prepare couples and individuals for marriage by exploring all important aspects of the premarital relationship.
Listeners, you're listening to Maya Dixon. I thank you for tuning in to the podcast. I appreciate the listens. I appreciate you taking time to listen and to share. Today's topic that we want to talk about on the Premarital Bliss podcast has to do with age. And this idea or this sort of myth that we have in our society about the fact that age is nothing but a number. And I really disagree with that. And I disagree with that for several reasons, especially when it pertains to marriage. So there, you know, way back in the day, people did get married very young. In fact, you know, and I believe in the wagon cover days, they were teenagers when they entered marriage. But part of that had to do with the fact that things just happened very fast back then, and people did not live as long as they live now. And so they started their lives earlier. And there was a certain maturity because of just the hardship of what it was to live everyday life. I think that made people more mature. And so by 16, 17, women and men were married. But like I said, they did not live as long, and they were groomed for marriage. And so the whole idea was to be married and start a family, but you didn't do that until you had someone who could take care of you. And so I just wanted to give it, you know, give some thought and give some time to the idea when people say things like age is nothing but a number. So, you know, you guys know, or you should know by now, that I'm a licensed professional counselor. I primarily counsel individuals dealing with relationship issues and couples dealing with whatever variety of relationship issues. But my favorite population to counsel is the premarital clients, those who are thinking about getting married or are engaged to get married. And so this is something that does not come up as often within the counseling room, but I see it in society. I see where people are deciding to get married at a young age. And so I caution against that because there's just so much that happens to us developmentally when we, hopefully when we get married, but there's so much that happens developmentally over the years. And so when we get married, like right out of high school, we marry a high school sweetheart at, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21. I think that we just have to be careful and understand that one of the biggest problems that occur when we get married very young is the fact that what we wanted at age 19 is probably not what we're going to want at age 28. Or 38 or 48. And that just in, if you know anything about human development, which is part of what we study when we're in counseling school to become counselors, we study human development and what happens to an individual from birth into death. So all those different stages of development. And one of the things that those of us in the mental health field know, and those who study psychology know, is that our brain does not truly completely form and stop growing until we're about age 21. So the part of our brain, I think it's the prefrontal cortex that's responsible for things like decision making, impulse control, those types of things, or, you know, our maturity level, the front part of our brain, that doesn't finish developing to about age 21. And so up until then, even though we're legally an adult, because at 18 in this country, you're an adult, we're still very immature. And so when you think about getting married or having kids, or for some people just having kids and not being married, when you think about doing that before the age of 21, that's a really serious thing to do. And I caution people from doing that because you are legally an adult, but maturity-wise, you have not lived life. You have not discovered who you are as a person. You are very much in the immature, self-centered teenage stage of life. And I personally don't think that people should get married until their late 20s, early 30s. And that's for men and women.
it's not just for men. I think it's for men and women. That will be my preference, because by then we're pretty mature. By then we have a better sense of who we are as people. And what couples don't understand is when they get married at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, is like I said earlier, what you want at those ages is not going to be what you want later on down the line. What you believe even is probably going to be different. So if you reflect back to when you were in your early 20s, late teens, the things that you thought you wanted in life, the things that you thought you believed, the morals that you carry, oftentimes they change over time as you begin to experience life and experience situations, experience the world and the people around you. You grow and you mature and you develop your own ideas, because up until that point, you're probably really bombarded with the ideas of your family or your parents in specifically. And so things change. And if you marry someone at 18, 19, 20, 21, and you grow and mature, which happens a lot, and usually not all the time, but usually I think it's the woman that starts to grow and mature and the guy does not, then it becomes a source of friction within the marriage, because the woman has matured, she's changing, she's thinking about life, she's thinking about maybe having children, she's thinking about what career she wants. But if you're married to someone and they don't have those same goals, then it's not a match and it becomes friction, and then distance occurs. And when distance occurs and people start turning away from each other as opposed to turning to each other for comfort. So I've seen many situations where the maturity level of one person is skyrocketed and the other person has not. And because they got married so long, you know, they'll tell me, well, we've been together for 5 years, but you're 21. So in my adult mind, in my wife mind, in my counselor mind, I don't really count a relationship that started in childhood. And to me, childhood is when you're in high school. That's childhood. So you can tell me you've been with someone for 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. But if you started in childhood, you had no idea who you were, what you wanted, what life was, who you were as a person. And so I don't think it's a good idea to start so-called serious relationships when you're that young. And I don't really give emphasis or credit to those relationships, because you're going to change and you're going to evolve, hopefully, so much over the next 10 years that you're not going to be the same person. And so most of us who are in our 30s and 40s and 50s, we can look back to when we were in our late teens and early 20s and what we thought we knew and who we thought we were and how much that has changed, our beliefs, our work ethic, our maturity level, our experience in life with people, with traveling, with employment, with education, all of the things in life that happen. Being, having to, unfortunately, experience losing people, having to experience being turned down for, whether it's for school or for a job, or just turned down in life in general, and learning how to develop coping mechanisms, all those things that you need when you're married. And so I think it's a false truth when people say things like age is nothing but a number. And although there was a popular song way back in the day that said age is nothing but a number, we know that that is not true. And the idea that you can sustain a marriage that you develop in within at late teens into early adulthood, the idea that that marriage is going to sustain is probably not going to work. And of course, there's always exceptions to the rule. You'll see somebody who's been married for 50 years and they were high school sweethearts and got married right after they graduated from high school. But it's exactly what I said. That's the exception and not the rule. And for most people, that's not going to be the situation. For most people, one or both parties are going to change and grow and mature. And the things that they wanted at 18, 20, 24 is not going to be the same things that they want at 34 and 44. And they're going to change, hopefully, for the better and mature. And it's just not going to be a match. And we're not, biologically, getting married that young, we're not ready. We are not ready to take on the responsibility. I see men still playing video games at 18, 19, 20, and 21. And, you know, the wife is trying to work and working three jobs, and she's coming home to a room full of teenagers because they're all sitting around playing video games. And so we have to really just think about what it is we're looking for when we get married that young. I often find that people rush into marriage for several reasons. And one of the biggest ones is that they are running from something. So whether it's an abusive home life or just some type of dysfunctional home life, and they see that other person as a source of security. And so they run and they jump on their opportunity to leave. I've heard many women say, oh, I needed to get out of my parents' home because my dad was abusive or my mom was abusive, or things were just so chaotic. Maybe there was money problems and they thought, well, if I get out of their hair, then I won't be a source of their money problems anymore. And so they see marriage as an escape. And then the good old fashioned reason why people get married so early, they think they know everything. We all did at 18, 19, 20, 21. And as soon as we got hit by that thunderbolt of love and we fell in love with somebody, and especially if you had sex with them, you thought that was the end all and be all. You thought you were going to marry that person. You thought you guys were going to live happily ever after, not realizing that this is just part of your human development. And this is not the person that God has sent into your life for you to be married to. And you don't realize that until years later when you mature. But when you're in the thick of it, you think that you're just in love and that you're going to defy the odds and that you're not going to be like everyone else and that this is going to last. And 9 times out of 10, it does not last. So if you or someone you know that is very young and thinking about getting married, just have that conversation with them. Don't preach, don't judge, but just have the conversation about what it really is that they're looking for and what it takes to be married. I thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Please don't forget to share my podcast. Share it on your social media. I'm available on all platforms, not just Anchor. You can also find me in the iTunes store and Google Music and Google Podcasts. I think I'm also on Pocket Cast and a few other platforms out there. Make sure that you not only listen, but that you rate. Give me a rating. Give me some feedback so that I can improve on things that I need to improve on. But give me your honest opinion. Rate me in the podcast store or in iTunes store and in Spotify. And just give me your opinion and share the podcast with someone that you think that it'll be helpful to. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Premarital Bliss Podcast. Remember, plan your marriage, not just your wedding day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.